USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second woman making allegations of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The New Yorker reports Deborah Ramirez claims Kavanaugh exposed himself in front of her when they were at a party at Yale in the early 1980s. Jane Meyer co-authored the story in The New Yorker and says Ramirez was hesitant to go public with this.
She did spend 6 days trying to make sure that she remembered this clearly enough to want to come forward and put herself into the middle of this.
She was speaking on MSNBC. Kavanaugh says the allegation is, quote, a smear, plain and simple. President Trump has just arrived at the United Nations in New York City, where he'll be meeting with various world leaders over the course of the next 2 days. He's threatening sanctions against any nation that buys oil from Iran. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Democrats holding a 12-point advantage over Republicans 6 weeks before the midterm elections, according to a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. It finds 52% of registered voters say they prefer a Congress controlled by Dems. 40% want Republicans to maintain control. Comedian Bill Cosby will be sentenced for drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University Athletics Department staffer this week. His sentencing hearing starts today outside Philadelphia. It's expected to run through tomorrow as well. In Alabama, authorities say a cop was the target of an ambush as multiple gunmen opened fire on him as he sat in an unmarked car on Sunday.
Somebody started following him. They started shooting high-powered rifles.
The DA there is saying the officer's in stable condition and no arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A school bus driver in Indiana is under arrest after allegedly letting students drive the bus. The 27-year-old arrested facing a felony charge now of neglect of a dependent. Police say he was allowing an 11-year-old, 13-year-old, and 17-year-old to drive short distances in a rural section of Indiana. Other students were on the bus, though, and some video recorded the incident. Members of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and allied governments, including Russia, have completed their latest meetings in Algiers, where they discuss supply and demand of gasoline. Here's John Clemens.
Several OPEC members are pushing for higher oil prices amid lower production levels, so that may impact what motorists will have to pay. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest average price.
The national average per gallon of gasoline has dropped about 0.7 of a penny in the last week. It currently stands at $2.84 a gallon. That is still 28 cents higher than 1 year ago.
Both Mississippi and Alabama had the lowest prices at $2.52 a gallon, while Hawaii had the highest at $3.75.
And Japan has successfully landed two rovers on the surface of an asteroid. The Japanese space agency saying they landed them on the rock 185 miles from Earth, and they're the first mobile rovers to ever land on an asteroid. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.